With the new year upon us, have you ever thought about going entirely plant-based? I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and it's A Healthier Michigan from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. And we're going to tell you what you need to know before you go veganuary. Shanti Apollo joins us, registered dietitian and health and wellness spokesperson at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. All right, this is a new term, veganuary. What is this?
Yes, it's this global movement. It's basically encouraging people to eat plant-based for a month. You know, from a dietitian perspective, it's a great opportunity to kind of refresh your eating habits, maybe try some new foods, but really just explore that sustainable nutrition, because we know that these plant-based foods are associated with a lower risk of heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and overall just good health. And so when we think about going veganuary, we got to think a little bit about planning, because going completely vegan after you maybe haven't needs a little bit of preparation.
Okay, so we're going to learn how to do this, but can you explain what it means to be a vegan? What are we eating exactly?
Yes, so vegan is very different from vegetarian, because there's a lot of animal-based foods that can hide in certain food products, right? For example, there's maybe eggs in unexpected places. So a lot of fresh pastas have eggs. So that's something that maybe a vegan would eat, vegetarian would eat, but not a vegan. Even things like honey are considered vegan just because of the general treatment of bees. And so there's a lot of different things. And I think it just depends on what you want to do and what's important for you. Maybe completely vegan isn't something that's realistic, but vegetarian is.
So vegan is more of an extreme, it sounds like. No eggs, I would assume no milk. Is that correct?
Right. No animal products whatsoever. So that even means things like, you know, marshmallows and gummy candies would be off the list, because it has animal collagen in it, you know, gelatin.
Oh, okay. What about cheese?
Cheese is a no-go as well for veganuary if you're going completely vegan. But I think it is something worth talking about, is maybe we take more of a flexitarian approach to this. Maybe January can be a time where we're just easing into more plant-based eatings because of the health benefits, but not full vegan. But it's all up to the person.
Okay. So literally vegan diet, that's plants. And so how do you ensure that you keep your diet nutritionally balanced when you are attempting this?
Yeah, so there's a few things to think about. Protein, vitamin B12, iron, omega-3s, and calcium and vitamin D. Those are things that we need to be a little bit more cautious about including in our diet. So protein first, we want to center our meals around beans, lentils, tofu, tempeh, things like that. Nuts and seeds and whole grains also are going to have protein, of course. B12 is a key supplement that you want to consider if you're going vegan. That's because B12 is very limited in plant foods. It's a nutrient that gives us energy. It does a lot of different things in the body, but that's generally what I think of. We want to choose fortified foods here. So think your plant milks, if they say that they've been reinforced with it, because sometimes there are plant milks that don't have it. Nutritional yeast is a good source, and then breakfast cereals are generally going to have it as well. Another thing you want to think about is iron, and that's because plant-based iron is called non-heme iron, and your body doesn't absorb it as efficiently as animal-based iron. So we want to think about, you know, including things like beans, lentils, tofu, spinach, but we want to pair it with vitamin C. So think your citrus or your peppers or even strawberries, because that increases the absorption of iron.
Ah, okay. So, boy, you got to really think about this. which I think if you do it in a flexitarian way, like you suggested, might be a little bit easier, particularly for those of us who might be doing this first time out of the gate. What about the cost of something like this? Do you have tips for how we can stay healthy and maintain a vegan diet on a budget?
Yeah, I think where we tend to go wrong sometimes is that there's a lot of convenience foods that are vegan that we want to gravitate towards, because sometimes, you know, centering all of our meals around beans and whole grains and things like that maybe get a little bit boring, or you don't want to put the effort into it. And so I think what you can do is just buy things in bulk when you see it. So buy your nuts, your seeds, your whole grains, things like that. And then plan 2 to 3 kind of simple, inexpensive anchor meals every week. So think chili, lentil soup, maybe some stir fries and rice and bean bowls. And then you can make those a little bit more exciting with toppings and things like that. And then, you know, we can pack in some of the other easier foods that tend to cost more, like our plant-based burgers and things like that.
Talking about a vegan diet, some great advice today from Shanti Apollo, registered dietitian and health and wellness spokesperson at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Overall, when you go on a vegan diet, what impact does that have on your health? If you're doing it correctly and you're getting all the nutrients that you need, what happens to you at that point?
Yeah, so vegan diets, of course, are going to be rich in plants. So if you're doing it the right way, we're going to get so many antioxidants. We're going to get so much fiber. Also, as part of that, you know, I mentioned earlier, we see a reduced risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease in the long run. And that's because we eat maybe perhaps a little bit less saturated fat and our cholesterol benefits. So overall, we may see some gut health benefits. We may feel a little bit easier in our mood. And, you know, there's this big connection between our brain and our gut. So when those communicate efficiently with all that fiber and all those gut healthy nutrients, we may see mood improvements. We may see a reduced risk of, you know, depression and things like that. So there are some mental health benefits to it as well.
There are a lot of positive benefits to this. If you go, Veganuary is a good time to try it. Going plant-based for 1 month. See if you can do it and if you like it. Shanti, thank you so much. Great advice today, as always, from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. And for more information, go online to ahealthiermichigan.org. I'm Lucy Ann Lance. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.